K04-OHU, this is K04-SSN.
K04-SSN, this is KG4-OHU, go ahead.
Hey, what's your location?
We're almost at that high point. We've been going uphill for an hour.
It was over an hour, so I was just checking on you.
It might be, but I'm about to become convinced that Ronnie's right about these poles, because he's doing really well.
Let me know when you get to that point.
Roger that, KG4-OHU.
KN4-SSN clear.
KN4-BWA.
Radio.
W4-DJW, KN4-BWA. And go ahead, contact. It's all yours.
SSN, this is KG4-OHU. How copy?
KG4-OHU.
That is J-Pole, so go ahead and switch over to the Spartanburg machine. Let me see if I can get in there.
That's right over there. If I can't reach it, then wait 10 minutes and come back here.
Sounds perfect. KG4-OHU.
For NNH, mobile monitoring. KN4-TFW. This is KN4-NH. Hello there. My name's Fred. I'm mobile in Greer. How are you today?
Yep, doing well. My name's Ken, mobile in Greer.
That's pretty cool. I'm actually talking to somebody else in the Greer area. I'm actually on my way home to Pelzer. I had to come up here, pick up a couple things from my parents, and I'm getting my stuff together for an HF antenna I'm putting up.
Continue yesterday or the day before, wasn't it?
It may have been the day before, actually. Yesterday I remember talking to Steve, Walt, and ND7J, Bob.
Too far from home. I'm over here on 290 right now. Doing this afternoon. I am just finished working a little bit. Had some returns at Home Depot and going to Ingles, and then I'm going home and going to play on the radio.
I really can't plan. I'm actually on my way home right now with some stuff to put up an HF antenna.
Estimated here, got off of work and got to go cut some grass.
What kind of HF antenna are you putting up?
Gap Titan DX I'm putting up today. Just getting the ground rod and the fence post. I need driving the... Oh, good Lord, it's actually rubbing against me. I need driving the ground and then mount the antenna to it.
Project, I'm gonna 10 meters was opened up yesterday, pretty good, so I haven't worked any 10 meters in a while, so I'm gonna go home and see what 10 meters looks like. And next Monday I was supposed to put up my five elements, I have 2 5 element 6 meter beams, and well, I put that off till the following Monday because of weather.
Ken, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to pull in the driveway right now, so I'm going to say 73, and you guys have a awesome weekend, and I'll catch you another time. KN4-TFW.
73, have a good day.
Great day, man. I hope everything goes well. But I was actually talking to my father, who's also my Elmer, KI4-MRA. He was telling me how 10, 12, 17, 15, like, freaking exploding right now in terms of activity because the solar activity that's going on.
The bands have been really good. Unfortunately, I was out of town last week, so I wasn't able to take advantage of it fully, and I'm leaving to go out of town again tomorrow. I'm going back to my dad's, but I do think I'm going to leave my station all turned on and have it fully available for remote, and I'll probably run FT8 because I can remote my station on FT8 anywhere I'm at.
With an SDR?
Team Viewer. And basically I'm able to access my computer and all my monitors. I've got rotor control software, FT8 software. My amplifier has got software. So I can access all of those, all that equipment by the remote software just and do whatever I want just by switching from one monitor to the other.
Pretty cool. I'm actually have to look into that. I'm actually in the process of put my shack together. I've actually just got everything on a little foldable table right now. I'm hoping to get a dedicated table with like drawers and stuff in it where I keep like my handheld stuff, chargers and stuff like that in there. Good Lord, these rods are noisy.
Time to gather everything and get it going, and I don't think anybody ever actually gets their shack done. There's always something to add, change, make do, or just maintenance. Maintenance on the antennas is another thing. Put them up, but after a few years, they need a little maintenance at times.
When I work in a maintenance field for a living, and I can definitely attest to that one. It's kind of what got me started in this hobby to begin with.
I don't know, 13 or 14 antennas, 15 antennas, I'm not sure. But it always seems like there's something to do on one of them. My 40-meter vertical needs maintenance on the elevated radials. One of them came down. It's laying on the ground. So when I get back on the 11th, I will be actually I'll be back on the 10th. On the 11th, I got a lift. I'm renting a lift to swap out these three elements and the five elements. I'm going to get them swapped out on 6 meters. And while I've got the lift, I've got a couple things I need to do real quickly on my big tower. So I'll be probably the 11th will be maintenance day.
A lot of fun there. You said you got a tower with a lot of beams on it.
I have one tower that is 60 feet tall, and at the 60-foot mark, I have a log periodic. And then 14 feet above that, I have a two-element 30 and a two-element 40 beam on that. And then on my second tower, I have two three-element 6-meter beams stacked, and I'm taking those three elements off of there, and I'm putting two five-elements and stacking those for 6 meters.
I'm not real familiar with the beams or how they work. I'm more familiar with Yagi's and Yagi's verticals and dipoles more than anything.
They're actually Yagi's. The log periodic is a Yagi. It does 10 through 20. And then the 30-meter and 40-meter, they're on the same boom, two elements for each band on the same boom. And then the three-element, 6-meter, those are small Yagis, but they're growing. They're going to grow to five elements instead of three. So I'll have two by five on the 6-meter band.
Pretty cool there.
Perfect. It works. I've got some receive antennas and some wire antennas and what have you. Listen, I've got to run into Ingalls. This is my last stop for the day before I head home. If you're going to be around, I'll be calling out here when I get back in December.
And I'm going to let you go myself. I'm about to hit a weird pinhole near GSP and Pelham Road now. So, Bob, it's nice talking to you again. ND7J, this has been KO4NH. I'll be clear.
73, catch you again. ND7J, clear also.